Sparkle the Unicorn's Rainbow Adventure. Sparkle the Unicorn woke up to the most beautiful morning. The sky was clear blue, with just a few fluffy clouds floating by. Her rainbow-colored mane shimmered in the sunlight as she stretched her legs. "What a perfect day for an adventure," Sparkle said, trotting out of her cozy stable. She galloped through the meadow, her hooves barely touching the soft grass. The flowers seemed to turn their heads to watch her pass, and butterflies danced around her horn. Sparkle was so busy enjoying the beautiful day that she almost didn't notice something small and green hiding behind a clover patch. "Hello there," called Sparkle, slowing down. "Who are you?" From behind the clovers popped a tiny man with bright red hair and a pointy green hat. He had the biggest smile Sparkle had ever seen on such a small face. "Top of the morning to you," he said with a cheerful wave. "I'm Lucky the Leprechaun. I was just collecting four-leaf clovers when I spotted your colorful mane. It reminded me of a rainbow." "Nice to meet you, Lucky," Sparkle replied, lowering her head so they could see each other better. "I'm Sparkle the Unicorn. Would you like to join me on my adventure today?"
"I'd be delighted."
Lucky hopped up and down. "Where are we going?" Sparkle thought for a moment. "I'm not sure yet. I'm just following the sunshine." Just then, they heard the sound of someone whistling. They turned to see a little boy walking down the path toward them. He had pepperoni spots on his cheeks and was wearing a bright green cap.
"Oni Pepperoni," Sparkle called out happily. "What are you doing here?"
"Hi, Sparkle," Oni waved excitedly. "I was just out exploring when I heard voices."
"Is this a new friend?" he asked, looking at Lucky.
"This is Lucky the Leprechaun," Sparkle explained. "We were just about to go on an adventure. Want to come along?"
"Yes, please," Oni said, clapping his hands.
"Adventures with you are always the best, Sparkle." Lucky hopped onto Sparkle's back, and Oni climbed up to sit just behind him. With her two new friends safely on board, Sparkle began trotting down the path. They hadn't gone far when the sky began to change. Dark clouds rolled in, and tiny raindrops started to fall.
"Oh no," said Oni, pulling his cap down tighter. "It's starting to rain."
"Don't worry," Lucky told them. "A little rain means we might see something magical soon." Sure enough, as the sun peeked out between the clouds while the rain was still falling, something amazing began to form in the sky.
"Look," gasped Oni, pointing ahead.
"A rainbow." And there it was, the most beautiful rainbow any of them had ever seen. It arched high across the sky in a perfect curve, its colors so bright they seemed to glow. But what was even more amazing was that one end of the rainbow seemed to touch the ground not far from where they stood.
"I've never seen a rainbow so close before," said Sparkle in wonder.
Lucky's eyes grew wide.
"Do you know what's at the end of a rainbow?" he asked excitedly.
"What?" Oni and Sparkle asked together.
"Adventure," Lucky declared. "Let's go see."
Sparkle galloped toward the rainbow, with Lucky and Oni holding on tight. As they got closer, they noticed something very strange. The rainbow wasn't just light in the sky. It seemed solid, like a colorful bridge rising up from the ground.
"Do you think?"
Sparkle started to ask.
"Can we?"
Oni wondered at the same time.
"Yes."
Lucky jumped up and down on Sparkle's back.
"We can climb it.
Rainbows are special paths for magical creatures and their friends. And since I'm a leprechaun, you're a unicorn, and Oni is, well, Oni, we all qualify." Carefully, Sparkle placed one hoof on the rainbow. It felt solid beneath her, like walking on a soft, bouncy path.
"It's holding me," she said in surprise.
"Come on, let's go up."
Step by careful step, Sparkle began to climb the rainbow. Each color section felt different under her hooves. The red was warm, the orange tingled, the yellow felt bouncy, the green was cool and fresh, the blue was smooth like water. The indigo hummed softly, and the violet smelled like flowers.
"This is amazing." Oni laughed as they climbed higher and higher. The world below grew smaller, and clouds floated past them.
"I've heard stories about rainbow bridges," Lucky told them, "but I've never been on one before."
As they reached the very top of the rainbow arch, they could see for miles in every direction, rolling hills, sparkling rivers, tiny houses, and even the ocean far in the distance.
"Look at that view," exclaimed Oni. "I can see everything."
They sat at the top of the rainbow for a while, watching birds fly below them and feeling the gentle rainbow glow all around them.
What do you think is at the other end? Sparkle wondered aloud. Only one way to find out, Lucky said with a wink. They continued their journey down the other side of the rainbow. The colors now went in reverse order, violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and finally red. When they reached the end, they found themselves in a small, hidden valley, filled with the most beautiful flowers they had ever seen. In the center was a crystal-clear pond that reflected the rainbow above like a perfect mirror. What a wonderful place, said Sparkle, carefully letting Oni and Lucky slide off her back. Oni immediately ran to the edge of the pond, watching colorful fish swimming just beneath the surface. Lucky found a patch of shamrocks and began counting their leaves. As the sun began to set, the air grew cooler. Sparkle lay down on a soft patch of grass near the pond. It's getting late, she said. Maybe we should rest here tonight and head home in the morning. Oni yawned and nodded in agreement. This has been the best adventure, he said sleepily. Lucky pulled a tiny green blanket from his pocket. Good thing I always come prepared, he said, somehow managing to unfold it into a blanket big enough for all of them. Oni snuggled up against Sparkle's soft side, and Lucky curled up near her rainbow mane. Above them, stars began to twinkle in the darkening sky, and the rainbow continued to glow with a soft, comforting light. Good night, friends, whispered Sparkle. Sweet dreams. Good night, Oni murmured, already half asleep. May your dreams be as colorful as rainbows, Lucky said with a final yawn. And there, in the hidden valley at the end of the rainbow, the three friends slept peacefully, already looking forward to the journey home and many more adventures to come.